Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Well, preparation is important, especially with the kind of weather that we've been having the last couple of days. It's been a long, long time since I've been in below freezing temperatures. In fact, the last time I recall being in below freezing temperatures, my wife and I were visiting my son when he was stationed in Fairbanks, Alaska. All right? And so, when you think about that, preparation is important. Why? Well, this weather is so cold, and my winter jackets and coats are in Savannah. In the 10 years I lived in Savannah, I never once needed to wear a top coat. I never once needed to wear my down winter jacket. I never once needed to wear a scarf around my neck. When I moved up here in May, well, I brought all my clothes with me, or so I thought. You see, all those winter clothes that I didn't wear, I kept in a spare bedroom, in a closet. And so they're there. So I called my wife up the other day when I heard folks telling me about, well, there's going to be some unusual record-breaking temperatures. And I'm thinking, oh, great, it's going to be warm. No, quite frankly, it was just the opposite. And so I called her up and said, hey, I need those winter clothes. And she's like, oh, I got to find them. I said, well, I told her where I thought they were. And so, well, she got them into the mail to me yesterday. Well, by the way, though, I do have to say that a very kind individual heard about my plight and brought me a coat to wear Friday night when I was at the LWML Simply Tasteful event. Thank you for the clothes there. So I got that until I'm set with my own. Bring coming those in. But by the way, it was a very wonderful event. So next time, consider going to that. But as we talk about it, though, this morning here, preparation is important. And that's true for our gospel lesson for this morning, and so let's see why that's important and why it's important that we use this passage on Consecration Sunday. Well, as we look at this, it starts off with, the kingdom of heaven will be like. Now, whenever you hear those beginning words, well, you know that Jesus is getting ready to tell a parable. And again, a parable is a way that Jesus uses to describe how heaven is like in terms that we might understand. Now, at first glance, when you're looking at our gospel reading for today, you might think in this parable here that, wow, this guy is marrying 10 women? No, he's not. See, in Jewish times, and there were three stages to a Jewish wedding. The first was engagement. And that's where the fathers got together and said, all right, hey, my son's going to marry your daughter. And the other guy's like, okay, all right, my daughter will marry your son. Very good. Formal agreements made there. Second stage was this, was the betrothal. This is where the promises were made, mutual promises made, a ceremony for this, for the bride and for the groom. And the third stage was marriage. And approximately 1 year later, the bridegroom came at an unexpected time for his bride. So, these 10 virgins there, well, they are bridesmaids, if you will. And so, who upon the arrival of the bridegroom would take him to meet his bride. Well, now that we've got a little background there on this parable here, now we can delve a little bit more into it. So the bridesmaids heard that the bridegroom was about to show up. So they get their lamps and they're all ready to go. Now we find here that Jesus is telling this parable that 5 are foolish and 5 are wise. Now the foolish ones, well, they didn't bring any extra oil with them. That's why they're foolish there, okay? Might go out. The wise ones, well, they brought their flasks of oil with them. Now, for some reason, there's a delay. So, the bridegroom hasn't showed up yet. He's, on his way there. And so there's a big football game on. Giants are playing the Patriots. So he's over there at Buffalo Wild Wings there watching the game. Okay? So there's a delay. And so all the bridesmaids there is like, when's this guy going to show up? And so it's getting later and later. And so, they get tired and they fall asleep. Now, finally, somebody yells and hollers out, hey, bridegroom's coming, so get ready. And so, well, they all get up. And so the foolish ones realize, hey, it's late at night, and we're going to run out of oil. And so they ask the wise ones there, it's like, hey, give us some of your oil. It's kind of like, run out of batteries there. And so the wise ones are saying, it's like, no, we're not going to share batteries with you. Okay, we won't have enough for everybody here. So you go down to CVS and go buy yourself some. So that's what the foolish ones do. They leave. So in the meantime, though, the bridegroom comes back. So the wise ones that are there, they greet him. They go in to the party there, to the marriage feast. And then the door's shut. Now the foolish ones come back. Door's not opening. Why? Party's already begun. Think about it this way. You got tickets to go to the theater show down in the city there. And so you arrive late. Show's already started. They refuse to seat you because you're late. This is kind of what's happening here. They don't get to come in. And so what's the bridegroom's response when they're hollering out there to him? He says, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Now why have this scripture passage? Well, these types of passages show up at the end of the church year. Okay, we've got Advent coming up, so at the end of the church year, what are we talking about? Well, as we go throughout the church year, what happens at the end of the church year? Well, that's Judgment Day. That's Jesus coming back. And so that's why we've got something like this here. It's at that time of the year. And so Jesus here is talking about how he's the bridegroom and that he's going to come back a second time to gather up his bride, the church. So the wise bridesmaids here are the ones who have faith. They are prepared for Jesus to come back at any time. And the foolish ones, well, they're the ones who are putting off faith. They're putting off believing in Jesus for another day. They're thinking that, oh, well, they got plenty of time, so they're going to go live their lives the way they want, you know, and well, they'll change their ways somewhere down the way. It'll happen later. But the trouble is, no one knows when Jesus is going to come back at Judgment Day. Trouble is, too, your Judgment Day might happen before Jesus gets back. Now, what I'm talking about there is the fact that you might die before Jesus comes back. And when you die, there are no second chances to believe then. The door for believing is already closed. He'll say to you, I never knew you. So when is the time to believe? It is now, not later. So I use this passage on Consecration Sunday. Well, think in these terms. The wise bridesmaids did something. They got their oil flasks ready. No one else did it for them. They each did it for themselves. You see, faith is all about you. No one else's faith gets you into heaven. The relationship is all between you and Jesus. That's exactly what we spoke about last week when it comes to tithing your treasures. It's all about what God is calling you to give. It's all about your faith. It's all about your trust. And so like the bridesmaids did something, so is completing an estimate of giving card. It's about doing something. It's about showing something. It's not about you showing and turning in a card there so that everybody else there in the pews knows that you did, all right? It's not about that. This is all about you showing the Lord that you trust in Him to take care of your needs. And as you do this, it's also helpful for the church. Helpful, why? Well, it's like I mentioned last week. We don't call it a budget anymore. We call it a ministry plan. Because, you see, budget means that you get a certain amount of money. It's kind of like a given. That's what you're going to get. So that's what I can spend. But you see, a ministry plan, though, puts it into a better perspective. Because one, it's about doing ministry here at the church and at the school. It's about having resources coming in. And when we have resources coming in, we can do ministry. And if it is less, then we have fewer resources coming in. And then the church council has to decide what ministries receive less funding. Less funding means ministry does not get done. And not getting done may mean that staff has to be reduced. Okay, that's just a fact. On the other hand, more resources coming in means more ministry gets done. And that's a good thing. Now here's why it's a good one to have on Consecration Sunday. Again, it's all about ministry. It's all about sharing Jesus. It's all about folks coming to faith, knowing who their Savior Jesus is. He's the one who died on the cross. He's the one who earned forgiveness of your sins. He's the one who rose from the grave alive, giving you hope. Hope of everlasting life. You see, this passage here reminds us that we are like the wise ones who are prepared for Jesus to come back. We have faith. We're going to that marriage feast that will last for all of eternity, never having to worry about another thing ever again. Health issues, financial issues, whatever kind of issues, those are all gone. But don't forget about those who are not prepared. They get shut out for all of eternity. They don't go to heaven, they go to hell. Folks, this parable that Jesus shares can be put another way. Hell is hot and time is short. Short because Jesus is coming back. And when? We don't know. The time for ministry is now. And for us who believe, we are prepared. But we need to be sure that that ministry about getting the word out to others happens as well. For you see, that is the ministry that we do here. And we support that ministry with our tithes and offerings so that the work can be done. Now, all of this is about trust. It's about faith. Today is about answering that question that you've been praying about this past week. What is God calling me to give? Shortly, you'll be able to do something about that, for preparation is important. It is important because we, and we can be thankful for this, are already ready for that party to begin. Why? We have faith in the Savior who died and rose for us. That's why. But we also need to be about that ministry. And what is that ministry? To make sure that we get that word out to those who need to come to faith, who have yet to come to faith. So take heart that you've been saved. You're going to the party through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.